This episode of AddictedToSalsa.com is brought to you by PodcastPen.com, LearnSalsa.com, and Baby Powder, because sometimes it gets pretty sticky. Hi, and welcome to the first audio episode of Addicted to Salsa. My name is Anthony Prasad. Hopefully you already knew that. We've been doing a couple videos and we've been doing combinations and working on the dance. However, I decided to change things up just a little bit. Talk about the music, talk about some of the artists. I get asked all the time, oh, who should I listen to? Or what good salsa songs are there? So I decided to, hey, you know, let's take some of the songs that you're most likely to hear at the club. Listen to them here so you can practice them at home. So when you go to the club, you practice them, you know where the rhythm changes are, you know where the nuances are, you practice your combos to that speed, and everything should be much smoother. Hopefully, right? So before we get started, I'd like to answer that baby powder question that I'm going to get now. You can actually use a little bit of baby powder and put them on the bottom of your shoes and make your shoes move a lot smoother in case you find the floor a little too sticky. Now, if you're using an iPod, which I highly recommend, you will actually be seeing the album artwork and some pictures on your actual podcast, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And maybe if you're very interested in the album, you can actually find it with the album image, so that it's just really not only an audio podcast, but you at least get to see some of the pictures of what I'll be talking about. Today, I plan to give you a quick guide to some of the classic songs that you're most likely to hear at a salsa club or at Salsa Congress. In most cases, knowing the artist and the song beforehand can help you get through any dance easier because you would have practiced it with the actual speed of the song and knowing where the rhythm changes and different nuances in the song come in. So just remember that sometimes when you can't predict, you can prepare. So we start our journey with an artist considered by many the number one name associated with classic salsa, and that is Héctor Lavoe. He is so famous in salsa that actually Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony are actually making a film about his life. He is known as El Cantante de los Cantantes, in English, the singer of all singers. And he has very clear vocals and poetic lyrics and, of course, foremost, the best improvisation skills you would have ever heard during his time. Although salsa itself has been evolving, it was actually originally Héctor Lavoe who really defined what we came to know as that salsa sound. Some of his great songs are considered to be Juana Peña, La Fama, Mi Gente, Periódico de Ayer, Hachi Machete, Barrunto, Soñando Despierto, and most famous, that usually they play as the last song for every Congress party, Todo Tiene Su Final, which in English means everything has an end, or everything must come to an end at some point. Now, I can't play all of Héctor's songs because you'd probably think I'm nutso. So at the beginning, I'll play the end. Here's a sample of the original version of Todo Tiene Su Final.
Tiene su final. Nada dura para siempre. Tenemos que recordar que no existe eternidad. Como el lindo clavel, solo quiso florecer. tiene su final. Nada dura para siempre. Tenemos que recordar que no existe eternidad. Como el campeón mundial.
Spanish and understood the lyrics, you'd see how powerful, of course, yet depressing they are. So regardless of that, I'd still recommend you taking a look at some of the other songs that I will include in the show notes. Now, even though Hector's great, he's my favorite artist and singer, he was actually part of a very famous orchestra directed by the famous and infamous Willie Colon, who is considered the greatest salsa trombone player hands down. Willie is actually considered to be the architect of what is called urban salsa, or salsa de barrio. Just like other music styles, salsa can be split up into sub-genres. Hector and Willie actually produced a number of songs together, and together they were considered like the bad boys of salsa. And usually in their music style, it was similar to what is rap in its era. Basically, the lyrics would talk about the tough life in the streets, or tough love, or poetic, political, or even religious messages. So here's one of the more famous songs. from Willy Colon and Hector Lavoe called La Murga.
Thank you.
That was Hector Lavoe and Willy Colon on trombone with La Murga on that funny record. Now, to complement the set of famous songs we've heard so far, we have next Pa Bravo Yo by one of the legendary singers in salsa, Justo Betancourt. There are numerous songs in every classic salsa collection, and Betancourt's Pa Bravo Yo is always up there. Now, I didn't start dancing salsa on a regular basis until 2000, but I listened to salsa songs on the radio while riding the bus to school. Justo was one of the first salsa singers I was introduced to growing up in Puerto Rico. So here's one of my favorite songs by Justo Betancourt, Pa Bravo Yo.
Que tengo sentimiento, tengo sangre de africano y canto con gran virtud. Pa bravo yo, yo que sé lo que es la tumba, el cencerro y el bongo. Pa bravo yo, pa bravo yo, yo te lo digo, pa bravo yo.
Our next great salsa revolutionary is the style of Frankie Ruiz. Due to the mainly romantic and seductive themes in the song, it's usually called sensual salsa. Actually, Frankie came at a time to give salsa a great rejuvenation or impulse just when, like, the record companies and the labels thought that salsa was dying and were trying to get more focused in other rhythms. Now, Frankie has more great hits than Barry Bonds has home runs with steroids, so it doesn't really do it justice to play just one song, and so I will play an actual small mix of Frankie's songs so you get a different flavor of some of his sensual salsa style. So here is Frankie Ruiz.
Vuelvo a nacer.
puerta en puerta buscando quien te quiera. Viajera, flor marchita y desdichada, que has perdido tu belleza sin dejar la primavera. Viajera, hoy reflejas en tu rostro huellas de un triste pasado por vivir a tu manera. No me trates como si fuera diversión. No te muevas de esa manera cuando pasas, que me dejas con una extraña sensación. Pues me vuelves loco.
Hicimos el amor. cenicero que va a reventar. La misma historia triste y sin final, el mismo cuento de nunca acabar y la carcajada de otra madrugada.
His most famous work is considered to be La Rueda, Mirándote, Bailando, Cobardía, Ironía, La Cura, Vuelva a Nacer, Desnúdate Mujer, and so on, so on, and mainly Mi Libertad. And actually, Jerry Rivera, another singer, made a rap remake on that song, which I have no comments on. Our next artist is probably one of the best classic voices of these modern times in salsa. He has appeared in numerous salsa congresses around the world, and specifically, I've seen him at the Chicago Salsa Congress. His name is Andy Montañez. Now, Andy Montañez is great by himself, but his actual career skyrocketed at the age of 20 when he started singing for the most famous band in the world, which is El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. Though most of his great hits are with El Gran Combo, here is one from his classic solo album, Payaso.
De tu amor, voy de fracaso en fracaso. Dicen que soy un payaso que va buscando valor en el fondo de los pasos. Y es verdad, soy un payaso, pero ¿qué le voy a hacer? Uno no es lo que quiere, sino lo que soy un payaso que estoy muriendo por ti y tú no me haces ni caso. Dicen que soy un payaso que te sigue por ahí con el alma hecha pedazos. Dicen que soy un payaso que querría hasta el amor que vas tirando a tus pasos.
really wanted to know what the best salsa band or orchestra in the entire world is, that would be El Gran Combo. If there's only one orchestra band you should know, it's El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. Now, many countries have their own El Gran Combo of this and El Gran Combo of that, but only El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico is just referred to as El Gran Combo.
Yo soy la muerte. Yo soy la muerte.
That's how good and world famous they are. They're one of the oldest salsa bands in the world, still singing and playing together. More than 40 years, and that's getting up there with the Rolling Stones. They have produced some of the greatest talent the salsa scene has ever seen. It's almost impossible to reduce all of their hits to just a few albums because most of their albums are just that good. Actually, I own all of them. They're actually my favorite band. But most of the great singers and instrument players had their careers start by playing El Gran Combo. For example, like we just talked about, Andy Montañez. I had a hard time trying to figure out which song I was actually going to play for you guys because different people consider different songs of theirs the best song. So I went a little bit more conservative and went for the more common song, which is Me Liberé. Though I do suggest very, very strongly to check this band out and check most of their old records, especially the 40th anniversary record, any live records, and the 35th anniversary Around the World record, which are very, very, very good. So here is El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, or just El Gran Combo, with Me Liberé.
Me liberé, me liberé, gracias a Dios me liberé. Me liberé, me liberé, gracias al cielo me liberé.
Me liberé de mujeres perversas que quieren hacer mi vida de cuadritos. Me liberé de chicas sin escrúpulos. Me liberé de Aurea y Socorrito. Me liberé de Nancy, de Rebeca, de Olga, de Amaris, Elga y de Giselle. Me liberé también de Raquel, gracias a Dios me liberé. Me liberé de Mariela y de Fe, gracias al cielo me liberé. Me liberé de mujeres perversas que quieren hacer mi vida de cuadritos. Me liberé de chicas sin escrúpulos. Me liberé de Aurea y Socorrito. Me liberé de Nancy, de Rebeca, de Olga, de Amaris, de Elga y de Giselle. Me liberé también de Raquel, gracias a Dios me liberé. Me liberé de Mariela y de Fe, gracias al cielo me liberé. Todas me insultaban, me decían, mujer, ya no te dejaré vivir en paz. Donde quiera que te encuentre te la formo y no sé por qué será. ¿Qué razón ellas tendrán? Por eso la tuve que hacer.
Me liberé, me liberé, gracias a Dios me liberé. Me liberé, me liberé, gracias al cielo me liberé. Que yo no quiero más complicaciones, por eso me liberé.
Fueron tantas las presiones que me puse en los patines. Me puse en bolina y tuve que correr.
Yo no quiero más complicaciones.
Me querían solo para ellas.
es el Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, and this is Addicted to Salsa. I hope you've been enjoying our first audio podcast, and especially listening to me talk to myself. And, well, if you have any suggestions or feedback about new music or new episodes that you might want to hear, or questions, just send them to podcast@addictedtosalsa.com. I'd like to thank our sponsors one more time, podcastpen.com and learnsalsa.com, for their donations for this episode. And again, my name is Anthony Prasad, and until next time, I'll see you at the club.
Siento una voz que me dice, abúsate, que te están velando. Siento una voz que me dice, agáchate, que te están tirando.
Y yo pasaría de tonto si no supiera que uno tiene que estar mosca por donde quiera. Es por eso que yo digo de esta manera, que ese individuo no sabe en qué se metió.
Soba.
¡Qué rico!
Siento una voz que me dice, abúsate, que te están velando. Siento una voz que me dice, agáchate, que te están tirando.
Y yo pasaría de tonto si no supiera que uno tiene que estar mosca por donde quiera. Es por eso que yo digo de esta manera, ese individuo no sabe en qué se metió.
Siento una voz que me dice, abúsate, que te están velando.
Ay, yo siento una voz que me dice, cuidado que te están velando. Es que esa voz me está diciendo, cuidado que te están tirando. Agáchate que te están tirando.
Abúsate que te están velando.
Oye, mira, abúsate, chamaco, cuidado que te están velando.
Abúsate que te están velando.
Ay, que esa voz siempre me dice, agáchate que te están tirando.
Abúsate que te están velando.
Pero yo no me escondo del diablo, porque yo soy un cristiano. Vamos a ver, algo clásico ahí, bonito.